Hello and welcome to another episode of Full Court Finance here at Zacks. I'm your host, Ben Raines, and today we're looking at a few surging retail stocks to consider buying before the holiday season and maybe holding on to it well past that. But before we get into everything, I want to say remember to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts, and make sure to check out our new Zacks.com/promo page for a look into some of our services, portfolios, and more. All right, so before we jump into the few stocks, I will just do a quick market overview to give context for the two stocks we're going to talk about today. So the market is coming off its best two-quarter stretch since 2009, and this came after the coronavirus ended the historic bull run back in March. Obviously, volatility did roar back in September, and the NASDAQ fell into a correction in only several sessions. So despite that decline and the up and down movement to end the third quarter, the S&P 500 is up roughly 50% from its March 23 lows, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ is up over 60% still from those lows. So despite the volatility and the downturn in September, the market is still up big from those lows. And the S&P 500 jumped back above its 50-day moving average after it fell below the technical threshold to end the week. That came after President Trump tested positive for the coronavirus, or the news came out on Friday that he tested positive for the coronavirus, which could further complicate things heading into the election, which is now just about 4 weeks away. It could likely add to the growing volatility as well. We should note, though, that Trump is not the first major world leader to test positive. In fact, his UK counterpart, Boris Johnson, was one of the other more high-profile cases that happened earlier on in the whole coronavirus pandemic. So we did see all three major U.S. indexes jump on Monday, and this comes as it appears that Trump's health is improving. And meanwhile, we saw Joe Biden climb in a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll. So maybe Wall Street is pricing in a little less uncertainty on Monday. And then if we look back to last week's jobs data, the U.S. economic recovery showed signs of a slowdown, but it's still trending in the right direction. So the U.S. economy added about 661,000 jobs. This did mark the first time since April that net hiring came in below 1 million. But on the positive side, the economy has recovered about 11.4 million jobs of the 22 million lost in the early months of the virus. And the unemployment rate fell to just below 8%, so at about 7.9%, which puts it more in line with past recessions. Clearly, we're still well above where we were sitting before the coronavirus at about 3.5%, as travel in the broader hospitality space kind of continues to be hampered from a bigger recovery as some other industries continue to claw their way back. But with that said, trending in the right direction, and then given the Fed's decision to keep its interest rate pinned near zero through at least 2023, investors don't necessarily want to stay on the sidelines, especially if you have a longer-term investment horizon. So with this in mind, we're going to take a look at a few solid and surging retail stocks to consider buying ahead of the holiday shopping season and just the broader spending season. And we're going to start with a stock that's not necessarily holiday related whatsoever, but it's a company that's done very well during the coronavirus pandemic, and it has a business model that's really not going to go out of style anytime soon. So it's certainly a candidate to consider for this holiday season and beyond, and that is Domino's Pizza. It trades under the ticker DPZ, and as I mentioned, it's been one of the standout restaurant stocks, not only during the coronavirus, but over the last 5 years, and its business is really tailor-made to thrive during these social distancing times. With that in mind, the company is set to release its third quarter fiscal 2020 financial results before the opening bell on this upcoming Thursday, October 8th. So keep that in mind when we're diving into Domino's Pizza. So we're quickly just going to go over the company and then see what to expect and then look at some more fundamentals. So Domino's is the world's largest pizza company by sales. It boasts over 17,000 stores in more than 90 markets worldwide. The pizza chain has been bolstering its digital ordering offerings through apps for years as part of a broader industry trend that includes everyone from Starbucks to Chipotle really trying to go their really their own way towards this mobile ordering world. On top of that, Domino's has built its business largely on delivery and carryout. It's not really a in-store business or sit-down business whatsoever. So that is perfect for the coronavirus economy, which could be continuing on for a longer time, especially in the restaurant world. And pizza itself is also a food that translates really well to delivery as a whole. So during the holiday season and beyond, pizza is something that continues to be something that people will get delivered no matter what, as maybe tacos or something else can get a little soggy after 30 minutes in a car or something like that. And Domino's lower priced offerings are certainly as attractive as ever. As we've just mentioned, millions of people are still unemployed and there's some economic uncertainty. And on top of that, Domino's, sort of in the same vein as Taco Bell, does continue to roll out new pizza combinations and new offerings to entice consumers. So looking back, the company topped our Q2 estimates in mid-July with total revenue up over 13% and U.S. comps were up 16.1%. So with that in mind, looking ahead, our estimates are calling for the company's Q3 revenue to jump about 15%. So this would top last quarter's 13%. And then on the bottom line, we're calling for its adjusted earnings to climb over 33% to $2.73 per share. And then if we look even further ahead to Q4, we're calling for 16.4% top line growth. So better growth in Q4 than they're even expecting in Q3 and what they saw in Q2. And then another nearly 29% growth on the bottom line. Obviously, this growth translates to what's expected to be some 12.5% top line growth for the full year and 34% growth on the bottom line. And then we're calling for even more growth to come in fiscal 2021. The company has also seen its adjusted earnings outlook improve significantly. So this helps Domino's earn a Zacks rank number 2 buy right now as of Monday, heading into its earnings release on Thursday. Domino's also holds A grades for growth and momentum in our style score system. And it's part of an industry that rests in the top 22% of our more than 250 Zacks industries. We should also note that it's easily beat our bottom line estimates by over 30% in the last two quarters. And if we look at some other fundamentals, Domino's shares have now soared over 300% in the last 5 years. So some big movement. And its 0.73% dividend yield roughly matches the 10-year U.S. Treasury note. So you're getting a decent dividend yield at the moment as well. And with this longer-term trend of positivity, Domino's has also climbed about 45% in 2020 to outpace the restaurant industry's 5% growth. This also crushes Domino's rival Papa John's 32% growth. And the stock is up 13% in the last month. So this is amid this broader downturn and uncertainty. So the stock is trending well above the market over the last month, up 13%. It hit brand new highs over $435 per share in early morning trading Monday. So investors are seeing even more positive signs from Domino's heading into their upcoming release. That said, the stock does trade pretty heavily, or has traded pretty heavily recently around earnings. So if you're looking for it as a near-term play, it could trade. It has traded pretty heavily up or down over the last several earnings releases. So be a little more careful if you're playing it for a earnings-based gain or decline, whatever you're going to do with the stock. But longer-term investors might want to consider Domino's as not only a coronavirus play, but as a longer-term play, as a stable retail stock that's paying a dividend, it's outpacing its peers. And as we said, it's going to thrive during the social distancing world and beyond, because pizza certainly isn't going to go out of style today or tomorrow or really anytime soon. And now we're going to transition on to Best Buy, which trades under the ticker BBY. Best Buy has been a beneficiary of the remote work and schooling world as people race to purchase laptops and tablets and various other things to adapt to their current remote environment. which could be here for some time now. So the consumer electronics powerhouse topped our Q2 estimates for the period ended on August 1st, with its sales up about 4% and its adjusted earnings up 58%. We should also note that its domestic comps were up 5%, with its comparable online sales up 242%. So some big online sales growth, 242% comps growth for that second quarter results for Best Buy. So this growth came despite the fact that its stores were open by appointment only for the first 6 weeks of its fiscal second quarter, which ended on August 1st. And the company noted that in the latter half of its quarter, as people were able to come into the stores more regularly without setting up those appointments, they began to see more spending on larger appliances like refrigerators and things like that, which Best Buy also sells. And this happened as its stores returned to much more normal operations. So with that in mind, Zach's estimates call for Best Buy's adjusted Q3 earnings to climb about 47% on 11% stronger top line results. So some big growth compared to even what they saw last quarter. And then we're calling for another 5% growth on the top line in the fourth quarter, and then 6% growth on the bottom line. So some solid growth coming in the fourth quarter as well. And like Domino's, it's seen some positive bottom line revision activity. So that helps it earn a Zacks rank number 2 buy at the moment. It also has a B grade for value and an A grade for growth in our style score system. And Best Buy's ability to grow during these tough times really has showcased also its ability, which should help it grow long term, its ability to fight back against Amazon's encroachment as they tried to dive into Best Buy's world and really sort of eat their lunch in terms of buying consumer electronics online. But Best Buy has proven with its ability to dive into this e-commerce and online store world that it's going to put up more of a fight and not just let Amazon destroy their business. So Best Buy stock is up 32% in 2020 to triple its industry's climb. And it's up about 9% in the last month alone. So like Domino's, it's trending heavily in the right direction over the last month as the market is a little more topsy-turvy. This includes a 3% jump on Monday morning to have it trading just below its 52-week highs. It's trading at about $116 per share. And like with Domino's, Best Buy has been a solid retail stock over the last 5 years. So the stock has more than doubled the S&P 500, and it's up 210% over the last 5 years. Best Buy's climb helps make its 1.9% dividend yield all the more impressive, since it's not artificially inflated in any way. This 1.9% yield tops the S&P 500's average, and it tops the 30-year U.S. Treasury's 1.4% yield at the moment. So obviously it looks solid on that end as well. And we should also note that it trades at a discount compared to its highly ranked industry. So in the end, investors really might want to consider Best Buy as a stock for that holiday shopping season as people spend on various electronics. The holiday quarter is often the best quarter for many of these retailers, especially companies like Best Buy. And it's also set to benefit from this broader remote landscape as schooling and businesses could continue to be in this remote world for maybe, unfortunately, much longer than many of us would have expected or hoped. And it could also continue to grow for years to come as consumer electronics continue to expand and proliferate as we just get more addicted to electronics than ever before, whether that's for the good or the bad. Best Buy is certainly set to enjoy some gains from our addiction to electronics. So Best Buy and Domino's certainly look like stocks to consider for the fourth quarter and beyond as part of this larger retail world. So that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Raines. And remember, if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.